If you want to be a wise guy, you can do it anywhere. If you want to be a strong man, you can do it anywhere. If you want to be an Indian chief, cowboy, you can do it anywhere. You can't do it anymore.
Radio. I am the internet icon, the pride of the pilgrims, white chocolate, DJ Curly Bear, and I'm joined by my right-hand man,
1-inch biceps, the power goat, bah! Some people know me as OIB, some people know me as the man who tells you what to do, and then there's the female audience that knows me as only Batty Oil.
You, I heard last week there's this big commotion, and he's like, he's thrown down the gauntlet, and he's calling you the 1 inch of lies, and he's like, he's challenging you. He's challenging you like a duel of cockmanship.
I don't even know who this person is. Apparently, he's under the impression that he is Batty Oil, but he doesn't know that I've been the lover of women all along. Tickling their moans, Vernus, that's me. 1-inch biceps.
So this is like this is like Fight Club.
It could be. It could be a thing like that, but I'm really not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I just think whoever that man is out there who's claiming to be Batty Oil, they're just full of lies. You cannot pay attention to a damn word they're saying. I mean, it just seems so obvious that it would be me, doesn't it?
I will say that Batty Oil is the master of the bit strip. That's all I'll say.
You've seen my bit strip skills. They're pretty great, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Bitstrip is... Some people despise Bitstrip. I get a kick out of it. But when I was with Clinton, Mr. President Clinton, in Atlanta, he had a theory that this Batty Oil is the owner of Bit. He's like the creator of Bitstrips, and just in his free time, he just makes obscene Bitstrips. If there's a way to try to make like naughty things and giggle like a child, I'm there. But I don't know how it's done. He's got like people are naked in him, and it's just like madness.
Well,
there's like semen. There's like a cum shot in one of them.
Well, that was hard to pull off, but yeah,
it's pretty good.
Thank you.
A round of applause.
Thank you.
We got DJ Curly Bear's number one fan here in the chat room. A special shout out to my baby, Jujubee.
Hell yeah. DJ Curly Bear, you are out setting the world on fire with your hip hop tracks.
Right.
I don't know what the cool kids call it. I was trying to think of something. You're dropping the beats?
Yes, I'm dropping the load. I'm dropping the beats, yes.
Hmm. Why'd you change it to loads all of a sudden?
I'm a dirty man.
Well, if that's what you want to call it, you could coin that phrase.
I'm dropping a load. You know what? Next week here, right on In Your Head, I might drop a load in everybody's ear.
Oh, my goodness.
Huh. Your customs all around.
Mm-hmm.
It's good times. So, Inchman.
Yes,
now,
sir.
I could just sit here and talk about hip-hop. You know, I'm really ingrained in the culture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a respected member of the hip-hop community. I'm no clown. I'm no joke. But I think the people here, they want to hear about the wrestling.
Well, we will talk about the wrestling, but I do have to ask you a question. Why did you give us this false name before you leaving us? You said that you were a freaky seeky.
Yeah, well, I wasn't sure how my skills would go over, or how the Headyverse would take to the man they knew formerly as Jackie Jones. And they're like, you know, this guy, he's a Southern rocker. I was considered, you know, a legend, a king in Southern rock. And then just to go from Southern rock to just the master, just like the epitome of Southern rock. I mean, you've got some other greats. You've got the Allman Brothers and Lynyrd Skynyrd. But, you know, people, you know, considered, you know, the top of the heap, Jackie Jones. And to go from that to put out a hip hop album, to drop some hip hop loads, I thought it would just be too much of a jarring experience. But it was welcomed with open ears. People were digging it, so I just decided, you know what? My fans like Jujubee and Santo and Hoosier Highway, and Eazy-E doesn't like me, but some of the Sir Dobbs, that guy, he's cool. They thought, you know what? I like this Jack. He is the king of Southern rock, but you know what? He can also drop a load of hip hop. So I decided I'm just going to go out. I'm going to be me, and I'm going to let everyone know. I'm not a one trick pony. I'm not one dimensional. I can belt out some Southern rock. I've been known to even do gospel, but now my calling at the moment. Because I am from the mean streets of Cape Cod, and that's where I grew up from. And I got myself out of the streets, but you can never bring the streets out of me. And so I'm going back to my roots, and I decided, you know what? I've got to put out this hip-hop album.
Awesome. I'd like to hear some of the gospel someday. I mean,
you might.
Very multi-talented, except mm-hmm. for the Southern rock thing. I don't think you're very good at that at all.
The master.
Anyways, people want to talk the wrestling. There's plenty of wrestling to talk about. And I just want to say, I guess we should kick it off with the biggest news in the wrestling world. And that is none other than the WWE Network.
Yes, the WWE Network. People, there's people like literally having orgasms. They're like, oh, my. The network. They're like, they're just going fucking nuts. I see on the Facebook, on the Twitter twatter, on the page, oh my god, people are jumping out of windows. It's like the Depression mixed with like War of the Worlds. People are just going crazy. They're I can't believe I'm never gonna sleep. I'm never gonna bathe. I'm never gonna work again. I'm just gonna sit in this chair with my eyes pried open, and I'm gonna watch a network forever. And I was like, well, it's pretty cool. And I'm glad, you know, I get the pay-per-views now for $10. And you know what? I'll probably watch some of these old pay-per-views and house shows, but I'm not gonna sit around and watch wrestling for my life.
Some people are going a little bit overboard. They're kind of acting like it's going to be like a Clockwork Orange in their house, where they're just going to have their eyeballs strung open and just sitting there watching wrestling for the rest of their days. I can't see myself doing that, but I do think it's a good service.
It's cool. If it worked, it would be great.
And then we are having a little bit of issues when you go to the on-demand stuff. I think it's pretty much, that's where everybody seems to be having the issues. It seems like the live streams have been pretty good for everybody. But, like, when you go watch, like, some old pay-per-views, it'll just kind of start playing it, and then it will just stop.
Yes. I tried to watch this, it's like Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart thing. They're, like, sitting down, banging it out. Mm-hmm. And so I watch it, and it comes on, like, oh, they were friends, and then they became bitter enemies. And they, you know, hated the ground that they walked on in and out of the ring. But now they sit down and they talk about it. Then it's like, error. I'm like, shit. All right, let me try it again. So you go back, and then I listen to the, they were friends, and now they're bitter. And so I listen to that again, and then bam, error. So I'm like, shit. Go back again, and I'm like, well, you can, it says you can resume. I will try that. I will try to resume instead of rewatching from the beginning. So I hit resume, and it comes on. They were friends. And I was like, shit, this doesn't work. All right, let me try Starrcade 83. That one won't even start. That's just automatic error. So, you know,
denied.
Let me try, let me try this other. So I was watching a few. Then I finally got to, I've seen it before, but I like the Legends of Wrestling. So I was like, let me try this. This is newer. It's like 2012, I think. The Renegades and Outlaws. So I start watching that. Piper's just rambling on about how he's not he fought Mr. T and was going to shoot with him in WrestleMania 2 and all this bullshit. You know, he just rambling, making up, you know, lies. So anyway, so he's going on. And then JR just sitting there looking like a dumbass. He's like, oh, God, get the mic away from him. He's in one of those moods. And so then Mean Gene starts talking, and DDP, he's like, oh, yeah, brother. And then that's going to air. I was into it. I was like, finally, Piper's done rambling. Now they're going to talk about some other people, and bam, it shuts
off. Now, I will say I watched that one on my PlayStation 3. It was like one of the first things I watched, mm-hmm. and it worked fine all the way through. I watched the entire thing, so... I don't know. It's just kind of sketchy. I guess it depends how many people's on it at a certain time, you know?
From what I've heard, the Roku's really not working for anybody.
Seriously?
Yeah. Huh. Ed Gonzalez today said his was... I haven't tried it today, but maybe it's working.
I read that SpecSun said his was working perfectly. I don't know if he's gone back on that or what, but he has the Roku player.
But the live stream worked perfectly. I watched This Is NXT.
Uh-huh.
So that was cool.
I watched that Shawn Michaels thing that you're talking about, Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart. I watched that entire thing, and it seemed to work fine on that. And then I also watched the WrestleMania thing where they talk about going into the main event. Mm-hmm. Like, they have, like, a little documentary beforehand, and then they play the entire match.
I gotcha.
Yeah. I watched that, and it played fine on the live stream.
I could play devil's advocate on both sides. For all the people that are bitching, I could say you're a bunch of bitches. Because I saw a gist of it, and I was like, fuck this guy. Some stupid website. People are like, why don't you think about this guy? And they post on the Facebook page, and he's like, WWE has killed the business, because now, instead of paying $60, we only have to pay $10 for pay-per-view. I'm like, what? This guy's a fucking moron. Who in their right mind is like, I want to pay 60 and not 10?
Yeah. It's like, I don't think I would agree with that. No.
No, it's just a complete asshole. If you write that, you are an asshole.
It's got to be like Uncle Moneybags from Monopoly. It's got to be that guy.
Yeah, but even him, he's like, I want to keep my money. I want to... I want to, you know, just lay in a mansion of gold atop a bed of cash.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't understand that. So what was his argument? Just that you're not
well,
paying
like,
as much?
He's like, well, the pay-per-view sucked now at $60. Just imagine at $10. But I think it's very narrow-minded of that person because, yes, they're $10 if you think about it, but that means they have to get more people to buy the network now.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think the quality could like get any like.
No, I don't think the quality of the program right now has anything to do with how much they're charging or the networks.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it's the writing. If you have shitty writing, you're going to have shitty shows. If you have good writing, you're going to have good shows. It's not like they're actually going out of their way saying, we're going to have put on a shitty pay-per-view.
Just because we're not getting as much money.
We're just going to put on just a bunch of bullshit stories that no one will like. They're not doing that. It might seem that way sometimes, and we might joke that, but it's not. They try to put on the best product that they think they can.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I would hope anybody with sense would.
I mean, it's a new thing that they're starting, too. They're going to at least try to, you know, really, really get, you know, a lot of people subscribing to it. So.
Yes. And then, you know what, though? The people that are, that their pants are just full of semen, and they're just, they're jumping out the window, and they're quitting their jobs, and all this stuff. I don't know. I mean, it's cool. And I'm a wrestling fan. I like the, but I'm not going to watch endless pay-per-views my whole life.
Well, I think some people just get a little bit overjoyed with something, and they kind of talk out their ass. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to be, like, watching it the rest of their lives.
I don't know. I think they might. And then, I mean, it's cool. Look, it's cool. They got all the, not even just pay-per-views, but really they go back on those NWA ones. They have the old Starcades before they were pay-per-views. That's very cool to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not, after a few months, after I've watched the ones I want to see, I could just watch them every month. I'm not going to watch Starcade 83 to 2001 every month of my life.
No, I don't think I'll do that either.
Maybe I'll watch, you know, in a few years I'll watch one again. I don't know. So that's like a finite thing, like all those pay-per-views. And it's going to take you a long time to watch them, obviously. Mm-hmm. You can't just sit there and watch, you know, 100,000 hours of pay-per-views. But after you've seen the ones you want to see, that's it. It's not like, well, I'm just going to keep watching the same stuff over and over and over. And so the real calling card, after a while, is going to be the new content.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm most excited about, but I think the pay-per-views just being there is cool, and maybe you'll hear, like, somebody talking about
it's
something.
It's an added bonus.
Yeah, yeah. And you might want to go back and see it. But, you know, let's talk about the picture, though, a little bit, because I was pretty stunned how good the picture is.
Yeah, it's great. Very good quality.
Yeah, to be, you know, something that's just streaming over the internet. It's a real high-definition signal, it looks like. I mean, it's not quite as great as, like, a Blu-ray, but it ain't far behind.
Yeah, it was both on my the TV, it was, because I have it with the HDMI cabled with the Roku, and I would say it's pretty much just Blu-ray quality. Probably depending what you're watching, because on the new thing it was the NXT thing.
Probably
on the computer. It was great because a lot of stuff I watch on my computer isn't the best quality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it was smooth and it was very crisp. So I was very, very pleased. And I was even watching on the computer. I watched the first Survivor Series.
Okay, yeah. That'd be cool to check out. Mm-hmm. Like a pervert, I went and checked out Armageddon 99.
What?
Because that's the show the cat comes out and goes, "Yo, save my titties."
Yeah.
And then she reveals them, and I gotta tell everybody, don't bother, they censor it.
You have the internet. I mean, you could watch like a donkey banging Annie right now. So is it really like I gotta go see like a glimpse of some of nipples?
No, I was just curious to see if they left it in the show. That's what got me. But I mean, wouldn't you be just a little curious that they left that in the show or not?
I honestly did not even remember that this show.
So, there's one thing that I remember and you don't. That's kind of sad, I think. Especially when you look at the content. But yeah, that's what I went to look for. It's censored.
This is another thing I don't like. TMC here in the chat room, and I saw someone posting this on the Facebook page. It's like, most you can get this stuff off the internet anyway. Well, yes, but for one thing, you're not supposed to.
Mm.
Another thing, it's not going to be the same quality. And you're going to have to go and either find it on YouTube and watch it, or you're going to have to go find it and download it. Wouldn't you really just have a place where it's all there and you can just watch it?
To watch it live as well, you know. That's so nice. Just to, you know, tune into it and you got it right there. You don't have to wait later on to, you know, try to find it from some guy in an alley or something.
With that theory, I mean, you could just say, I'm never gonna watch television. I'm not ever go to the movies. I'll never rent a DVD. I'll never do anything because I could conceivably download everything on the internet. But that is not much fun.
The older that I get, the more I do feel wrong about that. It's like I don't feel necessarily right about downloading things. I used to modify my gaming consoles and get free games, and then I realized like after a while I just don't really even want to play the ones that are free because I have so many.
Right.
And it just kind of ruins it for you, honestly.
I remember one day I was talking to you, and this is not to put you on the spot or anything, but you were like, I was like, what are you doing? And you were like, I'm downloading, it was like all the Police Academy movies. I was thinking, why?
You know, I got a report, though. I actually watched, like, all of those. I know they're not, like, good films, but it was something that I used to watch a lot when I was younger. And I just wanted to watch them again. I can't explain myself, but Police Academy 5 is better than you'd expect, though.
I will take it. Maybe there will be a day when we have the Police Academy Network.
And then you got to pay $10 for that.
Yeah.
And then you'll have the Storage Wars Network.
Yes. It will be everyone.
$10 for that. Network for everything. I don't know. I think it's a pretty niche market, though. And, like, a lot of people, like, you know, wrestling fans, that's something they would pay, you know, for that service. Or sports fans. I know they got, like, is it baseball? They kind of have, like, a network like this.
Yeah. TMC, again, he says, my point is they're on demand anyway. No, they're not. A website that illegally streams a show or a website where you can download a torrent, that's not on demand. You're illegally stealing a program. I mean, you can say whatever you want. You can phrase it however you want, but that's what it is.
Hmm.
It's not an on-demand network, you know, BitTorrent site. That is a place where you're ripping stuff off. Or they're ripping it off and you're getting it. That's just the way it is.
So anytime you get disgusted with me, do you just think Police Academy? You're just like, God, he's sitting there watching Police Academy.
You really fixate on anything on things I'll say.
No, I'm just thinking. It's like you just imagine me as this moron. Just like, hey, oh yeah, I got the Police Academy movies.
Yes, that is exactly what I think. I think you're just watching Police Academy. What is it? Friday the 13th Part 3 in 3D.
Yeah, I like that one.
I
watched a lot of the Friday the 13th.
Smokey and the Bandit.
I watched that recently, but I never really watched it when I was a kid. And it's not really a great movie.
Monster Truck Rallies.
I would like to make a Monster Truck documentary about the downfall of the Bigfoot, because you never hear about Bigfoot anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You never hear about it. You got the Grave Digger. And you got Medusa, and you never hear a damn thing about Bigfoot anymore. What the hell happened to Bigfoot?
The monster truck?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm. You know what? I don't want to go off on this subject because it's clearly something I have a completely different view on than the majority of people on the internet. But there are people here in the chat room just going on and on about the torrents again. And they're like, well, yeah, you're right. It is a little better quality network. Yeah, and it's not illegal. Okay? And not even just the illegal part. Because you can make the statement like, for example, smoking weed. It's illegal, yes. But is it immoral? I don't believe so. So there's a different thing there. But this stealing someone's work is not just illegal, but to me it is also immoral. You're taking someone's stuff, and that's the reason why many other things, that's the reason why things get more expensive, because it's pirated. And to use that as an excuse, if you want to download something, go for it. That's actually, I'm not going to say you can't do that, you shouldn't do that. I don't think you should, but either way, whatever. But what really pisses me off is the defense that, like, it's okay to download something. It's not. You're downloading something is not just a cheaper way of getting it. You're stealing it. Hmm. So if you download it and you know that, fine. But if you download it and then you're going to tell people, oh, well, you're stupid to go see a movie at the theater because you go free and download it off the internet. No, that's not what you're supposed to do. And if everyone did that, they couldn't. There would be nothing. There would be no new entertainment because it would never be made because no one would ever buy it. They couldn't make any money. We've had people on without your head. We had Adam Green entry. Remember this? It was one of our first interviews. And people would message him on MySpace back in the day, and they were like, I just saw your movie. And he's like, oh, really? Because it had didn't have a very limited run. And he's like, where'd you see it? And I'm like, I downloaded it. And he was like dumbfounded that people would just go out of their way to tell the director, the producer of a movie that he put, you know, his blood, sweat, and tears in, that they downloaded off the internet. And then would call him greedy when he would say, you know, don't do that. Go buy a ticket to see it.
Mm-hmm. You don't think Steve Guttenberg's mad at me, do you?
He might be on the network.
Oh, shit. But, yeah, I don't feel right about it, and getting a letter from your cable provider telling you not to do it anymore, that'll slow you down, too.
Huh?
You'll be like, oh, shit, they can actually see this. Damn.
Now he's changed his tune, because now he's saying this, but he was clearly talking about torrents earlier. Now he's saying if he puts it on YouTube or Dailymotion, that's different, though. That is a different thing. The person who puts it up there isn't right, but if it's up there, yeah, watch it. But at the same time, do you want to just search for hoping it's on YouTube? This network is $10. I mean, come on. How cheap
do you have? Yeah, I mean, if you have a job at McDonald's, I think you can afford $10 a month.
Yeah, if you're that much of a fan that you're even searching YouTube and Daily Motion to watch this stuff, then just buy the fucking network for $10, and you can have all of it whenever the hell you want.
If you're getting a crazy check every month, I think you can afford $10.
Yes! That's the song, man! He could buy it! He's living off the government, and he's spending his mom's money and his Social Security, his SSI checks on Bantha rugs for independent women wrestlers who send him, you know, a photo, an 8x10. He cannot buy, you know, I don't know who the hell, who I don't even know a woman wrestler, some unknown woman. He cannot buy her a DVD one time every month for a year, and he can buy the network.
Yeah, I totally afford that shit. Mm. Yeah, it's not very expensive. I mean, you really don't need to rip it off. I mean, I don't know. So, do what?
It's $10.
$10. So, what I'm wondering, we're having all these issues with the on-demand service. How is it going to go off whenever, like, the WrestleMania stream's going on? I mean, everybody's going to be logged onto this thing.
It's probably going to be a big failure, and they'll lose, $100 million.
I mean, you know, we're already stuck into giving them $50 more if it does, like, just suck. Hopefully they have all the kinks worked out before then, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I really won't be happy if I get to, you know, turn on WrestleMania and it just pauses every other minute.
No, this I don't financially support things I don't like. WWE sucks. Well, then why, if you think it sucks, then why are you watching it on YouTube? Why are you even watching it? And you can't just say, you know what, I can go steal a car that I think sucks because it's a shitty car. So I can go steal that car, I shouldn't have to buy it. That is not a logical reasoning. That you're allowed to steal something if you don't like it. That does not compute.
I don't know.
I always said his town, you can get a hand job for $10.
This is one shitty hand job.
there's a show.
You should give it to me for free.
Yes, exactly. That's what, you know, someone can use for a rape defense. That woman is not good in the sack, so I'm not going to pay her. I'm just going to fucking take her. So, then they're like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. Go about your day, sir. No, it's not how the world works. You cannot rape the ugly because they're ugly.
Do I now?
You can't just rape an ugly girl because she's ugly.
She's all beaten up. I mean, she'd probably appreciate it.
Yes.
Oh, God. Well, I don't know. I mean, they have different opinions. We should probably just move on, I guess. But
huh?
So, anyhow, WWE Network.
A hand job thing. There's a show in Japan. Someone had posted a link to it. And it's called, like, Orgasm Wars, I believe.
Is it about the gay guys that's trying to blow people?
Well, it's not necessarily gay. It's about a man. Like, so basically, you stand in a box with your junk hanging out, and then you're a dude, a straight man, and then another man, apparently a gay man or gay for pay man, comes over and gives you oral sex. He starts blowing you.
I think it's safe to say he is gay.
Well, he might just be good pay.
Well, what's good enough pay to make you do that, Jack?
Well, we'll get into that here in a second. But so
I don't think I wanna.
You've got to hold out as long as you can. So, like, you're a straight dude, and you try not to blow your load while a man blows you.
That is one show I will not agree to do.
That is a game show there. Fuck Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, The Price is Right, all that bullshit, Orgasm Wars. Now, back to gay for pay. Now, do you remember Weird Weekends with Louis Theroux? The first one they did was he went to the power plant at WCW.
Oh, yeah, I remember you showed me that, yeah.
Yeah, now, that was a great show. And one of those shows, he went in and tried to become a porn star. And apparently a big thing in the porn industry is straight guys doing gay porn, and it's called gay for pay. And that was really, that's like crazy. Like, there's two different ways. I mean, you're either going to be banging a dude or you're going to be getting banged by a dude, and you're not into that. You're going to do it for pay. And apparently, to really bring this down, and you know, instead of a fun-loving show, apparently there's a high suicide rate amongst gay porn stars who do it for who are straight.
Yeah, I don't think they're looking out for their old mental well-being there. They're just like, I'll just take the money and...
Yeah,
a couple of beers, and they'll be all right.
More bitching by the IWC TMC here. It's not $10; it's $16. No, it's $10 a month. Just like if you get a phone and you get a 2-year, if you get a 2-year commitment, you're not saying, "Holy shit, I got to pay $2,400 for this phone." No, you're saying I got to pay, you know, $100 a month for this phone. It's just like anything. You sign a deal, 6 months at $10 a month. big fucking deal. Stop bitching. It's $10 for like million, all these hours. If you hate WWE, don't buy it. If you like wrestling, buy it. Simple as that.
And it's $10 out of your check a month, you know. I think you can probably handle it. If you want to split it between two checks, like you take five out of one and then five out of the next one, and there you go. That ain't so bad, is it? That's, I mean, you go to a freaking Wendy's, it's almost $10 for one person.
Exactly. $10.
I just know TMC is one cheap dude.
DMs.
I mean, come on, dude. His ass is so tight, you could have pulled like a pit out with a forklift. I mean, $10. Sure, you commit for you know, 6 months, but it's $60. I mean, and it's over 6 months.
You know, I don't like this term IWC, but he's really just like the epitome of the IWC here. Just a guy that will just bitch for the sake of bitch.
I don't know. I don't want to pick on the man too much, but
fuck you, TMC. Fuck. You cheap bitch and fuck.
He probably goes over to Extreme Wrestling Torrents and downloads IYH Wrestling.
I will not give in your head to hits. I will download them off Torrents.
He's like, I gotta get it off the torrent instead of going to the site.
Uh-huh.
I've seen that before, and I'm like, okay, it's a free show. Go ahead and upload it if you want.
I think there are people that feel better, like, just taking something. Cause, like, you feel like, I don't know, like they're like an outlaw. Like, oh, yeah, I'm like freaking Billy the Kid now. I'm getting in your head off a torrent site.
Gotta rip these motherfuckers off.
Yeah, they shoot their cap guns in the air.
Oh, well. Okay, well, anyhow. So, what do you say? Are you a fan of the network, or what do you think?
Yeah. It's not working. It's not really working for me, but I like the concept. I mean, honestly, to me, the main thing really is the pay-per-views. I'm getting the pay-per-views for $10.
Yeah. And then you get the extra stuff.
Even if I bought one a year, I mean, you know, you pretty much pay for it. So, yeah, so you get that. And then you get all this other stuff as a bonus. So, yeah, I think it's great.
I'm a fan so far. I mean, you know, we've got a little bugs that they got to work out. But I think it's working pretty well so far.
Yeah. And now, did you watch any of the, what's their developmental company?
Oh, NXT.
NXT.
Yeah.
So NXT is they're having like a paper, the quote unquote pay per view, but it'll be on the on the network this Thursday, which will be up against TNA. So we're gonna have the Thursday Night Wars, TNA Wrestling versus NXT.
I don't know. I mean, it's funny that they're putting it on at the same time. Uh-huh. I mean, it doesn't TNA come on at 9:00 and this show's coming on at 8:00?
Yeah, so it's, yeah, they're kind of doing like the Nitro to them. It's starting now early.
Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like a lead in a way.
That's true. Well, yeah. TNA's not on the network.
Yeah, but all you got to do is just switch to your cable. I mean,
well, how long is NXT?
I don't know. They could run into it, though. I guess they could.
Yeah, because it's like a special, so I think it's like a longer show.
And won't you be able to get that on demand afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really see like a big war going on. It's kind of neat, I guess, but I don't know.
So here in the chat room, now we've got Toast. So we got two dipshits. We got one guy who's just going on and on about how he's going to save us $10, TMC, and comparing it to HBO and Showtime, which they're pretty expensive, so whatever. And then we got Toast saying he's turning the show and he thinks it's just the intro talking to himself.
He thinks we have the same voice.
Well, last week I said something like, I thought like we sounded the same whenever I first had a conversation with you. Do you remember me saying something like that?
I like toast, actually. I'm just teasing.
But it's like, then I listen to the recordings and it's like, God, what was I thinking? I always think like all my impressions are dead on until I go back and listen to them. And I'm like, oh, this is not very good at all.
I got to see the, this was like considered the best match of NXT. And so a lot of people say it was the best match of the year in all of wrestling. And that was a Sami Zayn, the former El Generico versus Cesaro, 2 out of 3 falls.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a hell of a match.
Huh.
It's out, and like I was like, this is, you know, all right. But boy, once it really got going, like, well, this is a hell of a match.
Okay, well, that's something I can go back and look at if it's on the on-demand.
Yeah, I watched it on live. It was called This in NXT, and they showed that. It was kind of neat because it kind of got you. It showed you like what guys came out of NXT is now in WWE and like their current people. And I've been paying attention to NXT, so it was nice to be caught up on it and see what's going on. Just, now that it's on here, it's easier for me to watch, and I'll keep up with it.
And it is neat whenever you tune into live stream; it will give you the option of selecting, like, going to the beginning of the show and watching it from there. And that's worked for me, and it's really cool.
Yeah, I like that, too. I like, that's, watch from the beginning. That's a neat little thing.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, even if you're late for a show, you can just go back to the beginning and keep on watching it.
Exactly. Very cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Concept.
I don't know. I think it's, you know, as long as the pay-per-views come on and it's not, like, just total shit where the stream just keeps locking up, I'm happy.
Agreed. Now, what do you think about, have you seen Sami Zayn since he's become Sami Zayn and he's lost the mask?
No, I haven't actually seen the dude's face.
When I first heard that, I was like, man, I don't know. Because he's not, he doesn't, like, he kind of looks generic. Like, Bill Generico. But he's got himself in a little bit better shape. And, he's really good. So, it was fine. Yeah, I think you take away, you know, part of, like, his little gimmick. But at the same time, I think as El Generico, he's kind of always going to be, like, kind of a comedy dude. And as, you know, as a normal dude, he has more of a chance to move up the card.
Mm-hmm. Is Emma on the show?
Who?
Emma. The girl who comes out and dances stupid. I don't quite get her gimmick. So I just was wondering if on NXT, if it was like anything different. Like, is this like her ECW version where, like, I finally understand what she's all about? Or is she just still just a goof that comes out and dances stupid?
She's still just a goof. But I think the point is, if you'd watch NXT... And you would like see the progression of that character, then it supposedly makes sense to you.
I think anytime Emma's on TV, John the Songman just blows a load in his asexual shorts.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's ever had an erection.
I think there's just no way.
I don't think his penis has ever got hard.
How are you buying shit for all of these indie women and you ain't fapping it?
I don't think his mind works that way.
I don't know. I can't believe that. Can't believe it, Jack. I think he's probably like a middle schooler who's like, I don't do that. And then you go back to your house and you're doing fucking day.
He's like DJ in that episode of Roseanne.
Exactly.
She's like, where are you going? Daddy told me not to say.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't think so. I really don't. I don't think he has sexual thoughts. Just watches him.
Until we turn him gay.
I think he wishes he was a woman. But not in a sick...
You're telling me, you know, somebody wishes they were a woman?
Uh-huh.
It doesn't have, like, any, like, you know,
no, I don't think he wishes he was a woman in a sexual way. He just wishes he was a woman so he could, like, dress up in little skirts and like
Ed Wood or something?
Yeah, but, like, I think he wishes he was a woman in a non-sexual, childlike way. Where he could just dress up like a girl, and he could have, like, he could drink tea. Have, like, a tea party.
With all due respect, Jack, that makes no fucking sense.
That is what I think is in the. I don't think you can look at the song man and put him in, like, logical terms. You have to. He is his own entity. He's this weird thing, and that's how I envision the song.
Okay. I know there's a pervert festering in there somewhere.
It
takes one to know one. Oh gosh, but man, we really got off on Songland there.
Mm-hmm.
At least you did, but
I got off on Songland.
There you go. You turned him gay again.
I got off on the Songland.
Oh man, that just sounds so creepy when you say it like that.
Oh, yeah.
I got off on Emma's goofy dance.
Fucking song, man. You know, for a long time, I did get a kick out of the song, man. But he's really jumped the shark for me.
Not no more.
Yeah.
Damn.
I've had my fill.
Did he do something?
No, it's just like, it's just weird.
You're just done with them now. You just throw them in the garbage.
Just,
you're like, I've had all the amusement I can get out of you. You're written off.
Exactly.
Okay, at least you cop to it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well. WWE Network, The Song Man. Should we talk a little bit about some TNA?
Yes.
Okay. TNA, Jack, I'm just going to say this. I don't think the show is as bad as you were making it out on your Facebook. You said
Beautiful.
That you hated it the entire show.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a decent little show. I enjoyed it. It's just like, you know, you had the Wolves match there. They're taking on somebody. I remember it to be a good match.
Even that, like, it was okay, but it was 6 minutes.
Yeah, it wasn't very long.
Didn't really have, like, it. That it was good. The match was fine. There's nothing wrong with it, but you, that's not, like, a great match, because if it would have been 20 minutes, maybe it could have been a great match.
Mm-hmm.
But it was okay. I hate to compare everything to WWE and stuff, but, I mean, nothing on that show is any better than, I mean, even the matches. I see better matches on WWE.
Well, yeah, you did have some great matches on their pay-per-view this weekend, but I don't know. I like the TNA show that I saw last week.
It was like it was so much promos and guys that aren't very good at promos. I'll say I thought the best thing on that show was a vignette for Gunner, but even that, even as good as that was, then he just goes on to lose on that same show.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, why would you build him up on the show that he loses?
That is odd that TNA does that. They build somebody up and up and up, and then they comes out and he just loses.
Yeah, it wasn't even like to build them up so people tune in when he goes for the belt. It was... Mm. Building him up on that same show where he's going to lose.
Well, I wasn't necessarily crazy about the Gunner versus Magnus match. I did enjoy the build up to it, though.
Was there more build up before that?
They did have some, you know, on the previous shows, like the last 3 weeks of shows before that. They were mentioning it, and they had a good match with. I know you didn't see it, but Bully Ray, he was taking on Mr. Anderson in a casket match. And I know you're not necessarily crazy about what he's been doing, how he's acting like Raven recently. But I thought that was a pretty fun bout. I like the MVP stuff. I think I'm glad that he's in the company. I think TNA's kind of taking a turn for the, for, you know,
I
for
think
better.
That MVP stuff is just lousy. It's like it's another feud over who owns who controls the company. I've seen this like for 20 years now in all of wrestling, just over and over and over and over and over. And Dixie's just god awful. Who cares who runs the company? Why can't they just wrestle for belts?
Well, I think it means more now that Dixie's kind of ran the company into the ground and that somebody's going to take it away from her that's going to run it well. I mean, I know that's all storyline, but it kind of gets me into it.
Not me. I really just hate those storylines. I would rather just see wrestling than who owns it, who controls, who has power in a company. That does not interest me at all.
Well, that's just the storyline to me, is that he's going to take it and make it a better company.
Yeah, but that's like the whole show is about how bad TNA is. It's like,
at least they're calling a spade. I mean,
well, why do you want to watch it if it's so terrible?
I mean, beforehand it was bad. I mean, before, you know, they start changing up some stuff.
If you were a fan of that before, let's say you're a fan of TNA, and then all of a sudden they're like, you're a dipshit for liking this show. Everybody who wrestled here wants to leave.
Well, I wasn't exactly that guy, so I wouldn't feel bad, but yeah, you probably would feel like a dipshit if you were just like, I love this stuff, man! And you're like, whoa, what?
You probably are just a dipshit, though, if you do that.
It's like, well, at least they're making it better, man! I like this stuff. Even though I liked it before. I don't know. I think Norrin Rad kind of said it whenever he said that you had to see the last few weeks of episodes to kind of appreciate this one. It wasn't as good as some of the ones before. I will give it that. But I didn't mind it. I thought it was a pretty good show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, James Storm, he's not necessarily a great guy to, like, cut a promo. But it's kind of interesting to see him turn his back on him at the end. I know they do that a lot nowadays, but it just feels fresh to me. It doesn't feel like something that's like just something that's just rehashed. I know it is, though, but it just feels like it's going somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah, I really just don't like... I don't like that storyline. I hate it in WWE. I hate it in TNA. I just hate it in wrestling. I think it's just overdone to death, and I don't know. It's like I don't like that in WWE. And then I turn over to TNA. It's like, well, maybe I'll get something different here. No, I get like the same stuff, only like on a lesser budget. It just to me, it's failure.
Well, in WWE right now, there's no question of who's going to be running the company. It's pretty much, you know.
Yeah, but I don't even want to know. I don't want to know who's running the company. I just want to see the show. I just want to see wrestlers wrestle each other.
Hmm.
I don't care about bosses. I want to see the people fight each other. It's in WWE right now. It's not even really like that Randy Orton's a champ. He's the face of the company. So the boss, it's basically telling you like it's fake, almost like it's fake. And they decide who's the champ, and it's all about who they want. And instead of just who's the best, and I think that's a huge, just sucks to me. I don't like that at all. I want to see guys wrestle each other, and the best guy wins. That's what excites me, not like a political drama of who runs a wrestling company.
Well, I see your point. It is an overdone storyline, and you know, we've definitely seen it a lot, but I don't know, for some reason it's working for me, and I'm enjoying the show. It doesn't put a smile on your face to see MVP out there again? No.
Not really. I like MVP, but I know. I'm so sick of power storylines and who has power. I just don't care about that. I like him. I think he's good.
Mm-hmm. I think he's doing the role pretty well as well. You know, he feels like a main event guy in TNA. Like, and that, they don't get a whole lot of that.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I don't know. Though it's like a mid card guy from WWE.
Yeah, but I always felt like he kind of got the shaft in WWE. I always felt like he was better.
I did too.
Yeah. So I'm kind of happy he's being pushed as the main event guy. And a lot of people in the forum that I've been reading, they're kind of bitching about Samoa Joe and MVP kind of taking the reins, you know, being like these locker room leaders. But I say, what the hell? If they're trying to, you know, change things for the better, let them do it.
Up there and you try to build, you know, rile the troops up, like, let's kick some ass. That's just a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think Kurt Angle, a lot of people are like, well, why isn't Angle doing it? And I don't think he's in, like, the state to be doing that right now. I think he's got a lot of personal shit going on. So it's like, he's probably not totally thinking about TNA all the time, you know?
There was I really had a problem with this, and a lot of people loved it, apparently, but was, you know, they had, the bromans, and I understand they're a comedy act, but they are your tag champions.
Mm-hmm,
at this time, not anymore, but at the time they were tag champs, so Zem and their lackey, their manager, whatever, and
Zima,
so your tag champions and their manager get killed by one guy.
Yeah, I wasn't necessarily crazy about that. Like, it's kind of a two-sided sword, though, with me, because Samoa Joe, he was the one who was doing all the burying, but it's like they're kind of pushing Samoa Joe, which I'm happy about, but I'm not happy that it has to be the bromans who's getting...
Yeah, well, they've... Just do three other goofs.
Yeah. They could. I mean, they could have pulled out a Nor Vernum.
Yeah, him and his goofballs. Wrestling is fake. So that's the beauty of wrestling is it's fake. You control it. So you're never in a position where you know what. We have no other choice but to our tag champs have to get beat by this guy.
Yeah, there's other tag teams in TNA. I mean, they could have picked anybody else but the champs, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they got to pick the freaking tag team champions.
Yeah, they do that a lot. That's a thing on wrestling, too, lately, is champions just lose so much.
Yeah, you get that a lot on WWE anymore, too.
And again, this guy's saying, but the point was to establish Samoa Joe's best. But again, it's fake. It's not real. So you don't have to have Samoa Joe versus your tag champs. He could wrestle two other guys. Anybody else, he could even wrestle Bad Influence and beat both those guys, which I wouldn't have liked that either. But to have one guy beat your champions, that just sucks.
Yeah, you need to protect the champions.
If they would have done that in WWE, people would have bitched about it. And so I don't think you should praise it just because TNA's doing it.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I mean, a lot of people are excited about, you know, what's happening with TNA, and I am too, because I want there to be like a good company. I don't want to sit here and bitch about what TNA's doing all the time, you know.
Well, let's get here. Hoosier Highway says Samoa Joe needs to be seen as a badass more than your tag belts, but it's not like that's your only choice. It's not like, holy shit, do we either have Samoa Joe win or do we have our tag champs lose? No, that's not your only choice. Your other choice is, you know what? I won't do that match. I won't have the tag champs just lose to one guy. I'll have two other guys lose to one guy. It's very easy, very simply fixed, and it's not either or. They didn't have to do that. It sucked.
Huh.
It's not a promise mojo beat two guys. It's you have your tag champs lose to one guy. That's bad. No matter what excuse you make, that's bad.
Huh. But it's strange, though. Samoa Joe is starting to feel like something important on the show, and he's being pushed to be, you know, at the pay-per-view, he's going to be taking on Magnus. And that seems like a pretty cool feud.
Magnus, I like Magnus, but he doesn't really come off as, like, main event material at the moment.
He doesn't feel like a champion to me yet. So I get that, too. But it seems like they're trying, you know.
Really? I don't know. He always loses. They call him the paper champion.
Yeah.
He got like, he basically, when he won the title, it was him and like 50 guys beating AJ Styles, and AJ Styles left the company.
Mm.
This week, I mean, he really didn't win. It was basically, you know, Gunnar got screwed by James Storm, so I don't think they're doing a good job with him. They kind of make him look like a schmuck who shouldn't be the champion.
Yeah, well, you kind of have those champs every now and then, but, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I just kind of like how the show's going, but I don't know. As to push Magnus as like the main eventer guy, I'm not sure how you would do that at this point, because he doesn't really seem like he's at that point of, in the card, you know, to have that spot.
Then don't have him there.
Yeah.
Or have him beat people.
I guess they're kind of out of people, though.
We'll have someone else. If you're going to go with a guy, go with him.
Hmm.
Not have him there, and he's just this kind of schmuck, and this is always doomed to failure. Like Rey Mysterio, when they finally put the belt on him, and he never beat anybody clean. That's never going to get over.
No.
You think this guy might get over as your guy, then have him out, go out there and just beat everybody. If it doesn't work, then it doesn't work. But this ain't going to work. He's the paper champion. Doesn't really beat anybody.
Yeah, that's true. But, maybe Joe will take it away from him when, the match comes.
Yeah, but so what? He beat this guy that can't beat anybody.
Well, I guess it's just kind of like the feud that they're building where he's Dixie's guy. And then Joe is MVP's guy, you know?
Yeah, well, to me that sucks, too. It's like, it's about...
I understand about, that, but I think that's kind of why they're booking it like that.
I want to see this guy's the best, and he's going for the belt. And this guy's a great champion. He's not this guy's a shitty champion, and he's going to fight this unbeatable guy. Well, who cares?
You're hard to please.
I'm not just gonna blindly like something. I don't think it's good.
Maybe just the shows before put me in a positive mood, and I just want to like it. But I don't know. I've been enjoying it.
I mean, if people like it, that's cool. If you genuinely like it, people should like it. Mm. But I genuinely do not like it, and I'm gonna say it. And my baby Juju be here in the chat room. She's talking about her clean thighs. She keeps them clean for me, Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know this, but Sir Dobbs, Fatty Fatty Boom Daddy, he is the inner thigh spy of the Hittyverse. He keeps a tally on the cleanliness of wrestlers' inner thighs.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if you knew this.
Hmm.
And apparently Big E has the dirtiest inner thighs that Sir D has spied upon.
I don't understand that. I don't know. I mean,
he said they're like sickening. He's like, he can actually kind of smell them like through the TV, and he's gotten like physically ill just at the sight of his dirty inner thighs.
Something must have happened to him as a child or something. It just kind of sets him off on that.
Maybe. It's like traumatized. He had some type of inner thigh trauma.
By a guy that looked like Big E or something.
That is sad time.
But the guy had one of the best matches on the pay-per-view. Who cares about his thighs?
That fat dog.
Wasn't that match better than what you expected, though? Jack Swagger versus Big E Langston?
Yeah, I didn't think that much, but it was better than what I expected. I didn't think it was. I wasn't enamored by it. I really thought this pay-per-view was a one-match show.
Okay, which that was the Shield versus the Wyatt crew?
Yes.
Okay, that was a great match, too.
That was a fantastic match.
Yeah.
Swagger Big E was totally fine. That was totally fine. That was a totally fine opener. I just don't really care about either guy, but that was totally fine. New Age Outlaws versus Usos, I actually thought was fine, too. It's a lot of people hate.
I like how Road Dogg barely caught the Uso there. I mean, should he be the guy catching people? I mean, he always sidesteps them.
Uh-huh.
He clearly doesn't want to catch anybody.
I don't know what this means. Swag says that he's the Veronica Mars of the Hittyverse. Does he like the song?
It makes perfect sense if you're Swax. All right, Swax.
Do you think Swax like the song, man? Like Dreams of Being a Woman?
I don't know.
I think Dwayne does.
Now, you're not going to go and say that Swax isn't fapping. I mean, come on now.
No, no. I would assume Swax's hand, like the palm of his hand, it's like hamburger.
He has no more fingerprints.
He is fucking his fist at all times. Yes.
Oh, man.
Banging the shit out of his hand.
Elimination Chamber.
His hand looks like, you know, when they used to, when they would wrestle in a real cage and they'd take that lettuce and that's what his hand looks like. Just all shredded.
No, I don't know. I think it would look a lot worse if it was in a big blue cage.
Blue balls.
Well, what kind of comeback is that? Blue balls. What does that even mean?
Not so.
Okay, I guess you got me. Oh, man. But, yeah, the Shield versus the Wyatt crew. I mean, it's two heel teams going up against each other. I'm not sure why it's so good, but it is.
It was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. It's good stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, the fans are totally into it. Broke down at the end where they kind of showed, you know, the Shield's going to be breaking up. Dean Ambrose just kind of wandered off. He was battling in the crowd, and we don't know what happened to him. That led to the demise of, you know, the Shield losing.
Mm-hmm.
If that even makes sense, but they lost.
They did. They lost. But that was a fantastic match, and they were really into it. Crowd was going crazy. Everyone was. Just everyone was working really well. You know, even when they brought in the Wyatts, I wasn't really big on them. Bray's definitely improved a lot. And even the big redheaded guy has, who I thought was just the total shits when they came in. I'm not saying he's great, but he's passable now. Mm-hmm. The other two are very good.
Mm-hmm. And the Shield, they always go all out in their matches.
Fantastic. New Age Outlaws, Osus, and it was okay. That was fine. Darren Young versus Titus O'Neil. This should not have been on paper.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I kind of took a snooze fest during that match.
That was bad.
Yeah.
I was not looking forward to it, but I was going to give it a shot, but that was not pay-per-view quality.
No. Titus O'Neil and Darren Young, I don't know. They just...
It's a feud no one wants to see.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, not so great. It's like they broke them up, and I don't know if they were really over to begin with for people to care if they broke up.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell?
Yeah, they weren't that over, besides like Tazo. Tazo really likes them and Toast. Toast and Taza, they just go crazy for him. But, yeah. And I remember Toast was saying, like, he thought that was, like, this epic match. But I just thought it was bad. He's like, this should be in Sumo Hall instead of, you know, being wasted in front of these WWE fans.
Well, they were acting like some Japanese fans. And they were just as quiet as could be.
Exactly. AJ versus Cameron, though, that was not good either.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it wasn't so hot. I think Japanese fans, they should serve noodles during, like, the wrestling matches. So all you hear is just like... just the entire match.
I'm into that.
It'd be strange, but... What the fuck is up with Japanese fans? Well, make some goddamn noise. You weirdos.
They're just being very polite.
You know that's not what they're thinking, though.
So what do you think they're doing?
I think they're thinking, you know, Pearl Harboring somebody.
They're sneaky is what you're saying.
Exactly. You know that's not what's going on in their head.
Like, how do we get to the ugly American... Get their salt in their eyes and palm up their ass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I see that. I think you're right. So main event time was the Elimination Chamber. And it started out with, and they're kind of, the crowd's basically waiting for Daniel Bryan to get in. Daniel Bryan gets in. And I thought this was a very good match up until the endless interference. And I just think that really ruins the purpose of Elimination Chamber. When they can just use, hillbilly magic and just appear in the Elimination Chamber. And Kane can just walk in.
Well, I need to pick up that magic.
Hillbilly magic. And honestly, this feud with Cena, there is no feud. It's basically
they just beat the hell out of Cena and leave.
They beat up Cena because they're going to have a match at WrestleMania. But there's no reason. There's if you're just watching the show as storyline purposes, what is the reason? The reason is they're going to have a match at WrestleMania, so so they're going to come out and beat him up to build this match. It's very shitty storytelling.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand it.
No, it's just they beat him up, so then they're going to wrestle WrestleMania. Why? Do they want him to grow a beard? Do they want they want to live in Waterworld?
I'm sure they'll put together some promos before WrestleMania comes up to explain why they're beating up on him, maybe.
It's been months.
It has been a few months. They've been beating on the man.
Not as long as, as Daniel Bryan has been getting fucked out of the title. That's 8 months now.
Now he wants to beat up Kane. It's oh boy.
Do you think they just purposely wanted to kill off the pay-per-views going into the network?
They're like, they're only $10 a month now. We can make them shitty. We don't have to give them Daniel Bryan. They really don't want to push that man.
For years, I think there's only one. It might have changed recently. I think there's only one WrestleMania where heel wins, Dan. Because WWE's motto has always been to send him home happy.
Mm-hmm.
And, they've really changed their view in this year. It's we want to send them home furious. We want everyone to go home feeling like they've just been raped and ripped off.
Yeah, that seems to be the case. I don't think anybody wants to see a Randy Orton Batista match.
No one how? After all this, all these months and all this, build, all these reactions. You still want to go with Randy Orton and Batista? Why? And then Raw comes around, and they bring attention to it. They're like, everyone hates you.
Batista's going to tell the fans they suck. I'm on SmackDown.
And he gets beat by Alberto Del Rio. And then they boo him, and the heel says, everyone hates you. And that's going to be your main event at WrestleMania.
That's what we get.
This guy who, in his first match in 4 years back, gets beat by somebody that no one really cares about, and they all hate, and they tell you hate him, so even the people who don't hate him will start hating him. And that's supposed to be the match you want to buy or go see at WrestleMania?
Do you think, Michael Cole threw a fit or something? He's like, guys, I cannot sit out there and say that people are digging Batista when these crowds are just booing him to death. They hate him. They're chanting Boo-tista.
Exactly.
Yep, they still want to go with it. I don't understand it. They're just dead set on doing Batista versus Randy Orton. Could this be the match that ends the show? Or is it going to be the curtain jerker? The main event. The freaking champion. Is a match that nobody wants to see.
And again, wrestling is fake. They don't have to go with Daniel Bryan for Batista. It's not like, holy shit, this guy's the number one contender. He's legit won all these matches, and this guy's our champion who's legit won this belt. We have to put this match on. That's just the way it is. No, it's fake. You can write however you want it.
Mm.
Write it so the guy that people want to see is wrestling in the main event. You don't have to put out a match here that no one wants to see. Not only do they not want to see it, they are very vocal about not wanting to see it. They just boo it. I mean, it's going to ruin, if that's actually the main event of WrestleMania, that's going to ruin the show. You're going to watch that. And it's just going to be the crowd just booing and booing. It's going to be like that Lesnar-Goldberg match, only it'll be the main event.
Exactly. And if you were Batista, wouldn't you, like, go to the decision makers and say, could you please take me out of this match? I mean, he can't feel good just going out there and being booed to death.
Like, you blow my brains out or something.
I feel so bad for the man, but I still do not want to see the match. It's just like he comes back and he just gets booed like crazy. But I would probably sit there and boo him still. I'd be like, I don't want to see you.
I have a spoiler. from what I understand on SmackDown, Batista's going to cut a promo saying like that he hates the fans that boo him, that is supposedly, the idea is that will turn him face to the fans that boo him now.
I don't think it's going to work.
I don't think so either. I'm a dotes.
No, I mean, I don't even think I doubt it. It's not going to work. The fans want to see Daniel Bryan in the main event. They do not want to see freaking Batista. And I think Daniel Bryan and Randy Orton, as boring as he is, they could have a good match. I know they would go all out because it's WrestleMania. Seemed like it would be a match that, you know, they could pull off. But they're just not going to do it. It's Batista versus Randy Orton. I mean, this feud has not existed none throughout the year. And this is going to happen on the biggest show of the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
Batista versus Randy Orton. And then last time I heard, I thought they liked each other. Batista went out as a bad guy. Strange.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just so obvious they do not want to push Daniel Bryan. He's stuck in a feud with Kane. Who wants to see that goddamn match? Kane and Daniel Bryan?
At WrestleMania, it's going to be Triple H and Daniel Bryan.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry.
But, yeah, I mean, right now he's fighting Kane.
Yeah. And I don't know. I don't think Triple H and Daniel Bryan would be good.
No, it'd be all right. But, I mean, they want to see him going for the title. I don't know why they're so just hell-bent on not doing that.
You
keep saying, like, well, eventually, I didn't see people on Facebook, like, anyone of fucking mine is not a fucking dipshit knows that he's going to win the belt. Like, well, when? It's been 8 months. What, 10 years?
They're waiting until nobody cares anymore, and that's when they'll put the belt on him, and they're like, see, yeah, we did it. We listened to you guys. That's their move.
He's been beat. Imagine if he gets beat by Triple H at WrestleMania. They can't do that.
Fucking pedigree, you're going down, kid. God, I think they just want an old-fashioned riot. Just like, let's get these marks over the fucking rail and just rip it at us, trying to kill us, trying to pluck our eyeballs out. That's what we want.
Uh-huh.
Some old-fashioned heat.
That's what I want.
They're just really trying to make us mad. Maybe there is something with the $10 pay-per-view less than the quality of the show. There's only, let's see, so far there's only one match I think I'm somewhat interested to see going into WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And that would be the Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar.
Mm-hmm. I just want to see that. I just think it'll be good.
Mm.
You look kind of weird. He's got like a red mohawk.
Yeah, yeah. I saw on Facebook a man was saying that he looks like Uncle Fester nowadays.
He looked really big.
Well, Nosferatu is what he said.
Yeah, well, that's weird because Nosferatu is very thin. But anyway, the robe made him look very large. I don't know if he really is or if it was just the new robe.
Mm-hmm. He is getting on in the years, and I don't know. I don't think he gets a whole lot of physical activity unless, you know, he's not wrestling. I know that. He only comes out for WrestleMania. That's the only time we see him. It kind of just irks my asshole whenever I see him sometimes, because it's just like, this fucking guy, he sits at home the entire year. I know he's older now, but could he do something? I mean, he just comes back for the big show? I mean, come on. What the fuck, dude?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he could make appearances here and there.
I think it's better that you only see him once a year. I think it builds up.
Just keep him old.
Yeah, that's like, oh, shit, this old fucker again.
I mean, I am excited for the match. I do want to see the Brock Lesnar versus Undertaker match, but...
Yeah.
It just irks me that he gets just to come back, and he just waltzes right in and gets on the biggest show. I mean, I understand he is the Undertaker. It doesn't feel as bad as Bautista.
No, I don't have an issue. I think he's earned that spot. He's there. And people like it. People ain't booing the shit out of him when he comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck you, Undertaker. No, like, fuck, that's Undertaker. Hell yeah.
Well, I'm just glad that, you know, this is going to be the night. You know, this is the last WrestleMania that he's going to come out with that goofy streak, because Brock Lesnar's going to end it. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
The old, decrepit old man, he's looking stranger and stranger as he comes out. He's going to lose. He can't beat Brock Lesnar. He's Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar's been beaten like 8 times since he came back. I think he has a losing streak record.
They like protecting Brock, don't they?
Just imagine how big this match would be if Brock has not lost yet.
Yeah, it would be a lot bigger, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
He's lost to freaking, I don't know, Triple H. No, he actually beat him, but he looked like a total pussy that entire match.
Yeah.
Who else has he lost to?
He lost to Raw. Cena. I mean, he lost to Cena right away.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, if he wouldn't have lost any of those matches, if he's undefeated now, then it was undefeated Brock versus undefeated Taker at WrestleMania, that would be a hell of a match. Yeah. I mean, it's still cool anyway, but... I'm looking forward to it.
They can't book that far in advance.
Mm-hmm. Poor Undertaker, though. He's going to be taking F5s, getting thrown around. He's going to be going through hell. So you're kind of on Swax's side now. You're saying that Undertaker is just an old, washed-up has-been.
I want to say old, washed-up has-been. It's just like he's not around the entire year, and then he just waltzed right in to do WrestleMania.
I don't have an issue with that at all. I know a lot of people are like, "Are you not deserve?" But who does then? Would you rather see Undertaker and Brock, or would you rather, you know, that the Puerto Rican, you know, Matadors get a match on there? Like, they've been around, they deserve it.
they've been putting that damn bull over.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll be in there somewhere anyhow.
If you're not over enough to get a match on WrestleMania, big fucking deal. He's the Undertaker. He's earned it. He deserves it. He's going to be there.
Well, I guess so, but I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's just
what would you rather see? Would you rather see you make sure the Bad News Barrett has a match?
Let's see. I think I would have rather seen, like, Brock Lesnar taking on John Cena. I mean, John Cena's stuck in a shitty feud, too. He's going to be taking on the Wyatt? I mean, who wants to really see that?
Well, then who would the Wyatts wrestle?
I don't know. I mean, couldn't they just put them in the Shield again?
Man?
Huh?
The three-man man?
That's a feud everybody wants to see. The Shield and the Wyatts. I mean, put them in a ladder match.
That would be fun. That would be fun. But it's WrestleMania. You got to have some big stuff on there. You don't see Undertaker throughout the year. Fucking Undertaker's here. Hell yeah. I'm buying this
shit. Well, he could take on somebody else.
Well, who?
Nah, let's see. Well, they had rumors about Sting coming in. That's something like, I don't know if it would be a great match, but it would be a good, you know, thing.
It would be a good build to it.
Mm-hmm. Which I don't know if they finalized the deal with him. I wonder what that says. Like, they have not finalized the deal with Sting?
Yeah, I don't know. Meltzer said that they just don't care.
Well, that's the way you get deals done. just not fucking caring. And he calls up Vince. He's like, "What? What? We got a contract yet, or what?" He's like, "You know, I just don't care." He's like, "Oh, maybe we'll sign you." Nah, go back to TNA. Oh man, I don't know. It seems pretty neat that Sting would be in WWE. He could have inducted the Ultimate Warrior. Could have gave the speech because they're partners back in the days.
That would be a shit. Undertaker puts in the Warrior?
No, I'm talking Sting inducts the Warrior.
Oh.
It would be funny if Undertaker just came out and just don't really know why I'm doing this. But I guess I'm going to induct the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, like that. How about Warrior and Sting tag team? WrestleMania.
That would be neat to see.
Who would they wrestle?
Bring back the Blade Runners?
Mm-hmm.
God. Who would they wrestle? Three-man band. It's cute everybody wants to see.
Undertaker, who he was in the...
Sting would be used to it. He's been working with nobodies down in TNA.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm used to working with these nobodies.
Showtime, folks!
Now,
from what I understand, they're going to bring him in as a general manager, which is just the total shits.
Who, Sting?
Yeah.
A general manager?
That would be the worst.
Who wants to see that?
Nobody.
God. Yeah, I got to start, like, pirating all their shit or something. I mean, I just don't like this product.
Do you think, I want to know, anybody here in the chat room, do you sit around with your Sting mask on and watch a show? Because there was a while in TNA where everyone wore Sting masks. Like, everyone would either be just a Hulkamaniac or a little Stinger.
We're just chomping at the bit to find somebody we can make fun of right now. Come on. Somebody say you do it.
I can see, I'm always going to Sir Dobbs and Toast, though. Let's see. I bet I can see Norrin Rad watching TNA with a Sting mask on.
Fucking Sting mask. God, that was such a thing in TNA for a while. Everybody had a goddamn Sting mask.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look what it got you, Dixie. He's just like, well, going to WWE. See you, Dixie. Have fun running this shit. Always up in his contract. Didn't get you nothing. Mm-hmm. Well, you just feel like just completely used. If you were her.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Used and abused you. Oh, well. That's the way Sting rolls. Yeah, so general manager Sting, not looking forward to that, if that's what they're really going to do. They care enough to sign the man, but I definitely thought they would do something with him at WrestleMania, but I don't know if they're going to. Maybe he's going to be a big surprise, who knows.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
Wait and see.
Maybe he'll come out with Emma, and they'll do a crazy dance.
That gimmick just blows.
I'm not sure what they're trying to do there.
Maybe if I watch NXT, it makes sense, but you know what? I don't. I never did. And so I watch it, and I just think this sucks. It's not funny. It's not even like a bad dance that's, like, done well. It just looks like half-assed, like, you know, just a white girl with no rhythm, just moving her arm, like, nonchalantly to some music. It's just the shits. It's not good at all. It's not funny. It's not silly. It's not anything. It's just terrible.
In other words, DJ Curly Bear would not let you on his stage.
No. I would not.
You couldn't have that trick up there doing that bullshit.
No. Fuck that. Juju B can dance better than that. Mm-hmm. Bet she dances for the DJ Curly Bear. Hell yeah. So, Inchman.
Yes, sir.
Do you think we should take some calls?
You can take a break, take some calls, and then we're out of here.
I think that's good.
All right, we'll be right back taking all your calls. 508-644-8503. That's the number to dial. We'll be anxiously awaiting your phone calls. Yes, sir.
Hell yeah! Call in, bitches!
Hi, this is Larry Nelson. You're listening to WrestlingInYourHead.com, and keep doing it.
All right, we're back here and In Your Head.
And we're ready to rock out with the cock out, as the kids say.
Hell yeah.
Big saying amongst the kids. Which, that's very weird if it is. It's like going to Rob Feinstein territory, so let's get off that. But, Inchman, we're going to talk about the world of wrestling. And not just with DJ Curly Bear and the power fucker over here, Power Goat. No, the lover of women.
They will call me the power fucker because everybody will find out that I am Batty Oil. I'm a lover of women.
I've been watching some blaxploitation because it's February and it's Black History Month.
Hmm.
I'm doing my part. And I was watching, what would I watch? I watched Blackenstein last night.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
I never heard of. You always hear about Blackula. And then I watched Blackenstein and then I realized why you never heard of it. It's god awful. But we also watched something else. The name escapes me. But there was a line in the...
It sounds like a humdinger.
It was good. JD's Revenge. JD's Revenge. And there was a line in the... See, JD gets killed, all right? And he's like a friggin' player. He's like old school pimp. And he's fucking all the women. And he's fucking up all the guys. I mean, he's badass, right? And so he gets killed, then he takes over a young brother in the 70s, and so then he slowly transforms into JD, and he goes and kills all the people that done him wrong. But anyway, so he's banging this girl, and after he's done, she looks up and she goes, "That's the best fucking I ever had." And I was like, "Hell yeah, that's a line." You really probably have to see it in the movie to really appreciate it, but... They don't write dialogue like that anymore.
No, sir.
JD's Revenge. Good times. So, Inchman.
Mm-hmm.
Inch Daddy.
Inch Daddy!
Dun, 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 dun. I hear he was wanting to be in, the Bachelor or something like that.
Before we go too far, I got some fucking news here, Incher.
Yeah.
I was at Days of the Dead a few weeks ago in Atlanta. And part of that show was Rowdy Roddy Piper doing his one-man stand-up. First of all, I'm going to say this. I've seen him stand-up three times. The first two I really liked. Now, Roddy Piper, now he's my all-time favorite. But you know how when he's gotten a little older, every once in a while he'll go out there, especially like in TNA, every once in a while in WWE, and he can just knock him down in the promos, but he can also go out there and just ramble and make no sense whatsoever?
Mm-hmm.
You've been witness to these times?
I've seen a few, just kind of like when he confronted Vince Russo.
That was this stand-up.
No.
Rambled and made no goddamn sense. He told jokes that went nowhere. He would tell parts of stories. I know some inside stuff, but you had to be like Dave Meltzer to really put together a lot of what stories he's saying because he didn't give you much details. But anyway, I love Piper, though. So anyway, he was up there. And he had a deaf guy play guitar for some reason. I didn't get the joke there. I didn't understand it, but what the hell? He's Piper. But anyway, he's talking about stuff. And he gave out, he's like, "I can't talk about this, brother. Oh, brother, I can't talk about this." But he gave out spoilers that he's not supposed to talk about for Legends House.
Hmm.
And what... One huge spoiler, but one of them was that Tony Atlas fries up Bullcock
in the Legends house. He gets like a big ass penis off a bowl. You know what I'm saying? The schlong.
Yeah.
The dick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he slices it up, and he's freaking filleting the bull cock. Why? And Piper is like, why was like the rump roast not available? But anyway, so he does that. But the big spoiler for Legends House is Pat Patterson comes out of the closet on Legends House.
Man, that's a big spoiler.
Yes, he was just like, he talked about like it was just no one knew, and he's like, you're 7 years old, I don't need to know about any clause. And he's acting like no one knew this. And I'm thinking either he's lying, and, you know, because everyone knows, or Piper just is very dumb.
And did he say he didn't know that Pat was gay?
Yes, apparently he comes out of the closet on Legends House, and like they everyone acts like it was a big secret.
I mean, I know, and it's I'm just a fan.
Yeah,
I don't see how those guys couldn't have known.
I don't know.
Huh?
Endless.
You know, I will say though, there's sometimes like people tell me about Austin's podcast and some of the things that he doesn't know. And
right.
He's a wrestler, so
yes, he is. He was. You know what? He was a main event wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
He went by the name Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Well, thanks for the history lesson. But maybe it's a thing where you can't like see the forest from the trees.
He's like, all these guys are just fucking each other. I can't see. I thought he was just doing that to keep his job.
You know that time that I...
What? You actually liked it, Pat? Oh, another story.
You know that time I caught you blowing that dude in the garage, Pat? And he's like, yeah. And then he's like, you were doing that because you enjoyed it? And he's like, yes. And he's like, holy shit.
See, now, only in wrestling would that deemed as, like, worse. Like, everybody else be like, you know, oh, well, you know, two people, that's cool. But in wrestling, it's like, oh, you what? You blew a guy because you wanted to, not to get the IC title? What do you... He must be a fucking bag or something.
Did Piper paint himself half black for this?
He told that story! But he didn't tell a story. It went absolutely nowhere. He comes out there and he's like, he was really in... I hate saying bad about Piper because he really is Mouth-on favorite. But at the same time, you know that thing? He does this thing where he's trying to be dramatic. Where you talk about someone dead or something. He'll go, oh, yeah.
Hmm.
It's a very fake.
Well, that sounds kind of creepy, honestly.
Well, he did that a lot. And he was like, oh, but they're my family. They're my family. Yeah. But anyway, so he tells the story, and he's just like, yeah, I painted myself black. And he starts shaking his head and smiling. And, like, I was like, okay. Like, I knew he did that, but I don't, like, This is a horror movie convention, so they don't even know what most people don't know what the hell he's talking about. And then he's like, he was like, oh, I was fighting Bad News Brown, and people just didn't get it. And like it wasn't a story.
That pretty much sums that up.
There was another story. Was like, oh,
people just didn't get it. And it's like he just expected everybody in the room to be like, yeah, I know. It's like, why wouldn't they get it?
He's telling another story, and he was in the car with Mae Young and Fabulous Moolah, and he's like, and they pull me out of the front and the back, and they start ripping my clothes off and throwing it out the window. And we pull up to the arena,
And I'm butt-ass naked. They knew what they're doing all along. It's my family. And I was like, what were they doing? What was the point? We never got to the point. He just said they knew what they were doing. Okay. There was no, all his stories like had no punchline.
Yeah, I don't know what, I mean, that they knew that they're going to the arena and they're going to make him walk around naked.
And then it just, he made it seem like he just had to walk through the front door. Like, that's not how the wrestlers get into the arena to go wrestle. And every story was like, I was 14. Or I was 16. Everything, he was like 14 or 16.
That was a problem.
He lost Pep when you were 14. And then he's like, because he's telling the story about Mad Dog Vachon. Oh, Mad Dog. And he's like, he told a story about some mark who did something to Mad Dog, and then he did was like real dramatic. He's like, I broke his arm. Mad Dog tapped me. He said, you did that for the Mad Dog. Yeah. And that's when he became my daddy. I was 15. I was like, what? What kind of story is this?
You know he was homeless for a little while. I mean, this could have been like some flashbacks from his homeless rambling days.
Everything was... And he had a nickname for me. Cocksucker.
Cocksucker. I think he told that one at the Fan Fest.
Yes, he did, but he told a lot better at the Fan Fest. This one was just all over the place, and he just kept saying he was his daddy. It was very weird. It's like, cocksucker. And then it's like, he's my daddy. It's like, this is just weird.
Could have been like he was fucked up or something.
Maybe. Well, I probably shouldn't say this, but at a previous convention I was at, a friend of mine at the convention gave him two brownies that were made with substances, and he was
hopefully that was a feces.
No. But anyway, so there you go. So,
well, your story just about made as much sense as Roddy Piper's.
He gave him pot brownies, two of them. And, like, he was really out of it.
I don't think Piper would have taken offense to it, did he?
Well, no. I'm just saying, I don't know if he wants everybody knowing that he was high at the horror movie convention or that people just walk around giving out, like, pot to, like, the celebrities while you're there.
Man.
So there you go. That was not one of the better Piper stand-up.
I painted myself black. People didn't get it. Like the one guy who was like a big fan of Amos and Andy. He was like, I get it. It's good stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot, and I don't partake in the marijuana, but there's a lot of it at the convention. So there you go. Inchman.
Yes, sir.
We have people on the line.
Let's get to them.
They're my family.
Can I break anybody's arm and you'll be my daddy?
You became. All right, so then that was another, because you brought up that's what spurred the memory, because you brought up Buff Bagwell, and the comedian before Piper was saying a lot of gay jokes, and he seemed like pissed for some reason, even though he said a bunch of gay stuff too. I don't know. And he's like, yeah, that guy was real funny. I got my family here, and he's talking about blowjobs. He's real funny. And he spits on the floor. But then he, so he's talking about gays, and then he goes, they're inducting women, maybe after the Patterson thing. Then he's like, they're inducting Ultimate Warrior into the Hall of Fame this year. Faggot! Then he goes, Buff Bagwell, faggot! And I'm just like, wow, why is he picking on Buff Bagwell? Why does he need, like, dab by Roddy Piper?
I don't get why people hate Buff so much. I don't know what Buff Bagwell's done to anybody. I mean, I don't know.
He told this story about WrestleMania, and I was thinking, like, I might be the only person in this audience that even understands what he's talking about. Because he's like, WrestleMania. So me and the Hulkster, they wanted to do the deal where it was going to be him and Cena, and me and a guy. And I called the Punk, and I was like, let's do this. The Hulkster, he said, I can't pass the physical. I said, what physical? We're just going to hit each other with chairs. And I was like, I don't think anyone understands the story at all. I get it, but I got to piece it together. You know, they have these physicals now. But, I mean, this is a horror movie. They know they live. They probably know Hulk Hogan. But I don't think anyone could put this story together. What does... Then he's telling stories about Johnny Valentine, and I'm thinking, this is not the crowd to tell these stories to.
Well, maybe all the horror fans were eating the pot brownies as well. So.
They were laughing. Maybe they got it. I don't know.
So he was pissed at the comic before him because he was telling gay jokes, and then...
Yeah!
And he spits on the floor, and he's like, I got my family here.
Yes. Which I didn't see them. I don't know. He had this deaf kid, and he just would call him up on stage. And then he would say, like, mean jokes about him, but he's like, he can't hear it, he's deaf. And I was like, okay. And then he would just play a song, and then he starts saying, like, Rodney, he wrote this song about cancer and death. Like, what? What are you talking about? And then he would just say, like, random lines from the song. Like, we all know, like this is friggin' Stairway to Heaven, and we all know the lyrics to some song that some random deaf guy wrote. And it was just so bizarre. It's very bizarre.
I don't get it. I mean, Ric Flair says he's funnier than Jim Carrey.
I don't.
It must have been just an off night for the Piper.
Yeah. There was Iglesias, not Julio Iglesias. There's like a Hispanic comedian, kind of fat guy.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure somebody knows him.
Gabriel.
Yeah. He was there. He's backstage with us. And, he was there checking out Piper, because I guess he was thinking about having Piper do some type of special with him or something, but I don't know. I think he might have changed his mind after that performance. But anyway, let's see here. Who called in first on the line? Let's go to Norrnrad.
Hey, what's happening?
Norrn? I see you're appreciating the playlist in the chat room there.
Oh, man, fuck your playlist, man.
I don't know. It's kind of getting to a sick point with me where I enjoy just putting people in pain, so maybe the good thing would be not to complain about it.
Oh, man. You're like the fucking authority when it comes to that playlist. You won't give people what they want and just throw it out.
Well, I should probably look into getting some better tracks, but I never have this computer in my room unless it's, like, time for the show, because, like, everybody else uses it, so I never think to do anything with it, and I don't know, I'll just say it. I painted myself black. They didn't get
it. Yeah, Piper was like that on the Stone Cold podcast, too. I thought he was drunk, actually.
Just kind of out of it.
Oh, yeah. He totally forgot everything he was there to plug, so Austin had to mention each thing. And every time he would mention a new thing, it would dawn on Piper that that's something else he was supposed to mention, and he would just go, oh.
So he very well could have been drunk, but I don't know. This is odd. I've been having a problem with my setup here, but I'll try to get it all fixed, and we'll figure out what Norrnrad was talking about Piper on the Stone Cold show.
No one can hear us.
There it goes again. I don't know.
Hello.
Something's wrong with it, Jack. But Go ahead, Norn. You're talking about Piper on Stone Cold.
I was saying every time that Austin would mention a plug that he had forgot, he would just go, "Oh, I love you, brother. Oh, brother, I love you." Oh, it was like listening to the Sheik on like Howard Stern or something.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yeah.
Okay. It's so strange. Well, better take a break because it keeps doing this and we can't have this throughout the program, but alrighty, we'll be right back.
This is the Iron Man, Rob Conway, and you're listening to InYourHeadOnline.com.
Alright, we're back once again. Hopefully we worked the kinks out. Mm. So you want to call in 508-644-8503 or Skype in, jacking off. Mr. Norn Rad here was in the middle of talking about something very important.
Drunk Roddy Piper?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Just that, yeah, he sounded totally fucked up. Just going on and on and saying, "Oh, I love you, brother. I love you, brother." And that creepy, breathy voice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah, see, you know exactly what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I feel bad, like, making fun of him, because, like, he really is. He's the only wrestler I ever had a poster on my wall and stuff, but he can be great, but there are times where he just rambles. And...
Oh, yeah. Well, you were right. Every story is he's, like, 12, 13 years old.
Uh-huh.
He's talking about how he got kicked out of school for stabbing a kid at school. And Steve Austin's like, "You stabbed a kid." And Piper's just like, oh yeah. I stabbed him. And then he does, and that's it. That's the fucking story. He doesn't elaborate, say why he did it. Or like, "I stabbed him."
Yeah. Say he broke this guy's arm. And then because he did that, Mad Dog became his daddy. And I was like, okay. But he still called him cocksucker all the time.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense.
Yes, exactly. So, anyway. So, what are your thoughts on the WWE Network?
I've enjoyed it so far. It took me, like, a few hours to actually get signed up on the day. But
wake up, like sign up as soon as it started?
No, actually, I was just at work. And I was bored, and around lunchtime, I tried to sign in on my phone.
That's another thing. It's like, why did they have, like, a deadline to when you could sign up? Why didn't they just have it, like, a week before or something?
I don't know.
And then, like, you could sign in at this point, you know? Because, like, I know it was shut down for a few hours where, like, nobody could really get into it.
Yeah, and then once I finally got in, it was, like, second I got in and filled everything out, I got an email like 2 minutes later. It was like, "Confirmed, here's your account."
Yeah.
And I when I got home and I had downloaded on my PlayStation 3, it was working.
There it goes again. Sorry about this. Let's see. I don't understand this. Let me try to join and call it. Sorry about that. I'm back. I don't know why it's doing this, but it keeps doing it.
All right. I want to take in more calls till we're done with our recent calls.
Alrighty.
Mm.
Sorry, Norn. What were you saying?
I was just saying it was working fine for me. Some of the video on demand stuff that did buffer, but that worked out pretty quick. So I haven't really had any issues with it. It's working on my phone, works on my computer. Chris Benoit doesn't come up in the search engine, though.
Yeah, I saw where somebody was searching for it. He doesn't come up at all.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I just thought it was funny.
Yeah. Did you hear me earlier whenever I said, like, they censored out, like, some nudity in that Armageddon 99? I'm fucking appalled by that. I'm writing letters.
Is that stuff with the cat?
Yeah.
I remember watching that live. That was like the greatest moment of my life at the time.
It was pretty cool at the time, but now it's just like, meh, who cares?
Yeah. And then I was actually watching, I think it was I can't remember which one, but I forgot how hot Deborah was back in the day too.
You're all about Deborah.
I never thought she was.
I liked her.
Mm. I thought she's very rough.
Nah, I liked her.
Hey, beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Oh yeah, definitely. But I always think Austin really had a thing for like really hard looking like used women.
He likes his
The one before that, yeah. What's her name? The British one.
Mm-hmm.
I forget her name.
Blossom, Lady Blossom.
Is that a wrestling name?
I think so. I don't know.
Came out with what's his name? Chris Adams.
Yeah.
Some rough looking horror.
Well, that's a very descriptive way of putting it. Some rough looking whore.
Man. But I watched the Elimination Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And it was okay. The Wyatt Shield match was amazing.
Yeah.
And then the Chamber match was all right. And the finish was terrible.
Yeah. I really think all the like, I don't know, maybe I'm old school or whatever, but, like, you have, like, a cage match. A cage match really should be to keep people out. And then the Elimination Chamber even have a top on that, and you got six people in it. People shouldn't just, like, just appear inside of it, into it. It really kind of takes away the point of it.
Like, when someone used to, when that sort of thing happened back in the day, it was like, it happened, like, once every 6 years or something.
Yeah.
And then now it's every time.
Yeah, and it's like, they had to, like, clip their way in. They're, like, had to somehow get their way in. Now they're just like, nope, we're in there. We can just, teleport in there. Hillbilly teleportation.
Yeah, I don't understand that, like, hillbilly magic, how they do that.
Yeah, I don't get it.
They didn't even need smoke like the Warrior in WCW.
No, the lights go off for a long time, though. Because you can, I guess it depends how long it takes him to get in the ring. Because, like, sometimes they'll go out and they'll come right back on and they'll be there. This went out for, like, a good, like, 45 seconds.
Yeah.
Fighting like, with the door, trying to get it open for him.
Uh-huh.
Well, I've noticed in the last couple chambers, once the first elimination happens, that damn door never gets closed again. Like, for real.
I think they should have a pit. I said this in the chat room. Like, they can open up, like, a pit. On the ramp in the Elimination Chamber, after you get beat, they just roll the body into it.
Yeah. I just think it's hilarious that they've...
Yeah.
It's amazing that they've built, like, this big, sophisticated cage that they can lower from the ceiling and put it over the ring. It's got separate chambers. Mm-hmm. They've got lights that go off randomly to tell you who's coming out next. But to get in and out of it, it's still a dude in a striped shirt with a padlock.
Yeah, maybe they should have, like, Iron Maidens in it. You gotta throw them in there and smash it shut.
Yeah.
When they get eliminated, they just get thrown back in their pod and it gets locked or something.
Chain them to the cage. They get hung, like, overhead. Well, that'd be a good visual, like, if everyone who lost, they get hung from the top of the cage. So, like, you're down to two people, you got, like, four guys hanging, like, from chains.
They have, like, a torch underneath their pod, and if they don't get out, the torch will just ignite and just burn up everything in the pod.
What was that match where they actually hung the big boss man, like, above the ring?
It was a Hell in a Cell, I believe.
That was hilarious, because he's hanging there, and he's supposed to, he's basically dead. He's, like, 10 feet above the ring, hanging from a noose, and then Michael Cole is, like, talks about the boss man hanging there, basically being dead, and then he's like, all right, folks, our next match. It's like, he had transitioned from a guy's body dangling above the ring.
See, that's something you can find on the network now.
No, I think they edited that out. That,
really?
I think they, the hanging, yeah. That's what.
God, all the good stuff. Titties and hangings.
I think Over the Edge is on there, but they edit out the Blue Blazer, you know, the beginning of the Blue Blazer match.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I heard that, like, you have the match immediately after that where, like, the ring's broken and there's, like, Owen's blood in the ring. It's like, that's pretty... interested in watching that.
Did they cut out his backstage segment beforehand, too?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Of all things that they could just probably just leave off the network, that's probably one of them.
Yeah, that's a one. That's a pay-per-view they could just get rid of.
Yeah.
They might really be mad. If they are, screw them.
I have noticed since the network, though, like going back and watching the Attitude Era stuff, it's probably not as good as I ever thought it was.
Well, I think sometimes things just don't live up to stand the test of time.
Right.
I was a huge ECW fan, but it's hard for me to go back and watch that. Like the whole shows. Like I can watch the promos and like clips and like, oh, this is great times. But when I really watch like the shows, it's just not as, at that time it was great.
Yeah.
But a lot of that, because a lot of those guys, they were doing that stuff for the first time. So it was cool. But then you had the Hardys and all these guys, you know, do all these things these guys were doing on a bigger stage and, you know, like more fluid and stuff. So you get used to all these table breaks and all this stuff. And then you go back and watch that with seeing all this other stuff, and it just doesn't live up. Plus, it was a different time and all this stuff. And I don't really watch a lot of the Attitude Era stuff. Probably a lot of that's the same way. But I've always thought that the Crockett era stuff really still holds up.
Yeah, it does.
And it's just weird to me that some things do and some things don't, even though I really liked some of that stuff at the time.
Yeah, I think I'm surprised how well up most of the world-class stuff holds up, too.
Yeah, I haven't really watched a lot of it, but I would like to.
Some of it's a bit hokey, like Great Kabuki and things like that, but I like it.
Oh yeah, I tried to watch it. That was one that went off too, and I was trying to watch it on the Roku player. They had the one show there, and I knew that it was Bill Mercer, I think, and then the other commentary guy. I don't remember him, but he was really bad.
Yeah,
Mercer's suit was pretty sweet.
Oh, like plaid, yeah.
Yeah, the guy got to get a jacket like that. That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Also with the. With Raw this week, I think I'm kind of done with Daniel Bryan. I don't really give a shit about him anymore.
Yeah, after 8 months of, after a while, it's like, okay. Right?
Well, it's okay. The reason I say I'm done with him is up until this week, it was basically everybody else holding him back.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically on Monday, he just basically said, everyone's holding me back, and I'm fucking stupid. I don't want the title. I want to wrestle some guy in a suit at WrestleMania. Don't put me in the main event. Don't you guys want to see me wrestle Triple H? No, I don't want to fucking see you wrestle Triple H. I don't want to see anyone wrestle Triple H. So, if you're, he's fucking stupid.
Yeah, I think that's what the WWE's trying to want you to do. Just give up.
You think he's a moron?
Yeah.
Some people got real. I mean, I put this up on Facebook, and some people got like really like personally offended. Like, it's one thing to disagree, but they got like offended and were like going crazy and calling me names and stuff. But I really hate his look. I think, and people like, well, he got over because of it. I don't think so. I don't think people are cheering him because he has a shitty beard. Because they were liking him, and they liked the Yes Chan, they liked his wrestling, and he happened to have this crazy beard. But I don't think that's what got him over. No one even really buys those shirts with the stupid beard. And I actually think it would help him if he. I think he should just shave it off.
Yeah, no, well, like
give it at least trim. It looks terrible.
I was watching some older stuff with him on the network, and my wife saw it, and she's like, "Oh, he used to look half decent."
Yeah.
And then when he was yelling at Triple H backstage on Raw, she turned it to me and she's like started laughing and she goes, "He looks like a crazy homeless person."
Yeah, it doesn't fit his character. Like that look fits the Wyatts. Like if they were like you, they wouldn't look good. But that fits those guys. But why is this like really good wrestler? Why is he have greasy hair and a shitty beard? I don't get it. It doesn't fit him and it doesn't look good.
Mm-mm.
But he's just shaven and had, you know, his hair, like shorter hair. Because he's an athletic looking guy, and I think that fits his character better.
Anybody whose gimmick is tantamount to a fucking hairstyle has problems.
Yeah, I just think he happens to have that. But if he would get rid of that, I think it would help him to the people who aren't into him now. And I don't think the people that love him would like suddenly, oh shit, he doesn't have that shitty beard. I hate this guy.
I could picture some people being like, oh my god, what happened to Daniel Bryan?
Well, yeah. Well, there are people who get mad when women's asses aren't quite as fat. Mm-hmm. Come on our board, ask where's the pictures when her ass was fat. I gotta give her the hickory stick.
Oh, one more thing, and then I'll get off.
All right.
I wish that the IYH network would stop buffering and put up the podcast. Can you guys figure that out?
We were talking about that earlier. Someone hasn't been sending me the MP3s to put them up, but apparently he's been uploading them and just assumed that I knew this. So, but anyways, miscommunication. So there we go.
All right. Good times. All right.
Talk to you soon, Mr. Rad.
Thank you.
Very radical. I call him Mr. Norn Radical.
Radical. Tubular. I think the deal, what is going on here with the problems, I think we can't have more than five into a conversation.
Well, we've only got one guy in line now, so if you're listening, call back in 508-644-8503 or Skype Jackanoff. Right now, we got the man, the myth, the legend enter. Here's a hell of a hey, a hell of a hey. Oh, we're not at a high. Oh, we're not at a damn. Oh, we're at a high. Oh, we're at a high.
Jiminy Jam. It turns out I was wrong. The system is totally fucked. All right. We got to hear some Jimmy Jam calls. Hang on, I'll see.
Hitchman!
Yes, sir, I'm back. Sorry.
So I gave that big speech to Jimmy Jam, and then who answered? William fucking Maury!
God, I'm missing all the good stuff. I'm sorry.
William Maury! Shout out to William Maury! Ha! Bound for glory!
The sex monster's back, son.
Look at that, William Maury.
How are you doing, William?
I am doing fantastic. How are you guys doing?
I can't complain. I wish the program was working better for us right now, but for some reason it keeps kicking me out of the conversation.
Yeah, I think every time I answer the phone it kicks you out.
Yeah, I don't get it. So the calls are just kind of fucked tonight. Apologize mm-hmm. about that, but we got William Maury nonetheless. So how are you doing, William?
Well, you know, keep shining like a superstar.
Thank you, sir. I'll try.
I know you got. How are you guys doing? How you guys been? It's been a while.
You're sounding like Roddy Piper tonight.
Do I?
A little bit.
What's going on? Why haven't we heard from William Maury? What's he been doing?
Well, obviously, I've been staying out of trouble. That's apparent.
Good man.
I don't go online no more, you know, because, you know, perverts are always chasing after me.
Mm-hmm. The freaks.
I had to call in because Hulk Hogan returned, man, you know. That got everyone jacked, didn't it?
Brother! Oh, yeah, brother.
I liked how he messed up during his speech. He was like, hey, we gave launch to the WWE Universe. And then he's like, wait a minute. And then he changed it around to, no, the WWE Network.
Well, he maybe had a little stage fright, you know? He's been only in front of a crowd of maybe 1,000 for the past 4 years.
I give him the pass. He's the fucking Hulkster.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, he could do it. He could come out naked for all we care, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know if I need to see that
fucking
either.
Thermos cock. Then you enter, you'd finally know. You're like, yeah.
He's like, I did this for one man. The one man that didn't want to see my sex tape.
He's got where the bow would go. If he's coming out naked, he's got to wear the boas. That just only makes sense if he's coming out naked. Right? And then he
coming out
flash.
The real American, his cock just to flapping.
Yeah, he could play air guitar on his cock. Wouldn't that be sweet, Incher? Standing next to a mountain. And he's playing air guitar right on.
Do you honestly want to see that?
Yes.
This test can be the drum.
See that on Raw?
No, I don't think I
you
need to see
want,
that.
You would want to turn on Raw and Hulk Hogan comes out with the rage and erection in the black.
Excuse me? A rage and erection? No.
Yes.
Don't want to see that.
Come on. You'd rather see what? Heath Slater out there?
Yes, that's fine with me.
I want to see Hulk Hogan playing air guitar on his erect cock.
No.
Ratings.
Awesome.
What's the matter with you?
That'd be good stuff. That'd be something different.
Right? If, like, the Undertaker could really murder somebody?
Come out?
What?
On this season of In Your Head, will you finally come out?
I'm perfectly... I know I'm a straight male. I'm not saying I'm going to watch it and I'm going to woo-hoo-hoo, I'm going to start playing with myself. But I'd be like, hell yeah, there's a real cocksman. There's
hey, I got to agree with Jack here, you know. I mean, who would want to see Hulk Hogan fully erect out there? Come on now. He's Hulk Hogan. He can do no wrong.
Exactly. That would be must-see TV.
Especially if they involve a rape angle, if they go in there, you know?
It is later, sure. Exactly, Hogan. Hogan starts raping the divas. That'd be awesome.
There we go. You know, if you want the title match, he rapes one of the divas if he doesn't get it.
Yeah. Freaking AJ. Giving it to AJ.
Or he could give it to Stephanie. I mean, that'd be twisted.
See? He's like, take that, Hunter.
Yeah, brother. Your daddy doesn't do it like
me. The 12-inch python now. Yeah.
I don't know. You guys are too much, I guess. I don't need to see Hogan naked on Monday Night Raw.
I want to see it. That'd be awesome.
Now if that's Stephanie McMahon, I'd be happy.
You're like fucking Brickhouse Brownie. You're like, I want to see that shit.
Yeah, I'd be up there pulling down, ripping down the newspaper.
Somebody's covering Hogan up with the newspaper. You're like, no! I want to see that.
Maybe Hulk Hogan's batty oil.
Well, this is quite a stretch. I mean, how could he be batty oil when I'm batty oil?
Grease it off like a wet pig.
Annabelle Lecter says hello, Mr. Maury.
Well, tell her I said she's as sweet as ever.
Nice. So, you going to be getting back online anytime in the 2014?
No, but I'll continue calling every now and again.
Alright. That was good hearing from you. It's been a while.
I try. Hey, you know what? In all honesty, I remember your number off the top of my head. It's in my phone book in my head, so.
Good man.
Are you guys excited for WrestleMania? I have a different approach about wrestling now that I'm not online, so I don't read none of the dirt or anything that's really happened. I kind of come at it just watching every Monday night. You know, they're like in the past 3 weeks, you know, before the Elimination Chamber, those shows were shitty as hell. I mean, the week before the pay-per-view, my God, was that a three-hour dretch. But it's nice to see with WrestleMania coming around, it's not a stretch of 3 weeks of shitty shows. They're actually putting some effort into it, and they're actually giving you the big stars on the show. And it was nice to see Taker come back at the end. We all knew it was going to happen, but the way they did it, brilliant. Brilliant. But it ain't going to be like, you know, 2002 Brock versus Taker in Hell in a Cell. That bloodbath was awesome.
Yeah.
I like blood.
Hashtag spoiler, but I think Taker's going to win.
Yeah.
No, this is the year he's losing for sure. I know it. I mean, it's just he's taking on Brock Lesnar. I mean, Brock Lesnar, he's a MMA, UFC, whatever you want to call it, champion. And Undertaker, he's just standing in the freaking crowd, acting like he knows what he's doing. He's like, yeah, you know, you can go in there and whip some ass, but I stand here and do it for nothing. Or something like that.
I hate to admit it, but that the spot to beat Taker is reserved for whenever John Cena faces Taker at Mania. It just seems inevitable.
John Cena beats the streak.
No one's going to end the streak.
That'd be the smart play.
What if Hogan ends it with his cock flapping?
That'd be cool.
I figured he'd be for that.
Get finger poking Doom. We got fucking cock poking Doom.
Yeah. Or the cock flapping Doom, you know?
Of all ways, Taker wants his streak to end. I'm sure that's not the way he wants.
Hey, that's a new dimension when he drops the leg drop because you're getting teabag on your face.
See? That'd be sweet.
For who?
See, maybe that's what Hulk Hogan should have been doing all along, is wrestling naked.
I don't think so, Meatball.
Meatball?
Meatball and a cornball.
Thunderlips.
Thunderlips.
Well, thank you.
He's kissing ass.
Thank you, Mr. Maury. It's been a pleasure talking to you again. We'll hope to speak with you soon.
Well, it's good talking to you guys.
Yeah.
Keep your head up.
Thank you.
Take it easy.
Take it easy. Or take it sleazy. All right. We got Jiminy Jam, Hibbity High, the Dibbity Dibbity Doo. What's going on, Jimmy Jam?
Good.
There you go.
I've been watching the WWE Network so far all week.
Good stuff.
See, Jimmy, is it taxing your piggy bank by ponying up the $10 a month for it?
It's worth it.
You can afford that.
Yeah.
You get the pay-per-view, you get the Legends House, you get the NXT, you get all the pay-per-views from the past. I mean, come on, it's good stuff. You tell the Hattieverse to stop being so cheap and buy the goddamn network.
Yeah.
Have you guys been watching it so far?
Yeah, I checked it out. I signed up during Monday Night Raw, and I figured everybody trying to get in would die down around that time, because I'm the only guy who, like, tapes Raw, I guess. And, I got in around that time, start watching it. It's good stuff. I didn't check out the before and after show. Did you watch it, Jimmy Jam?
Yeah.
What'd you think about it?
It's just match predictions and then backstage pass.
Yeah. Did you like it?
Yeah.
You're not lying to me now.
Right now? Nope. Right now they're showing Royal Rumble 2013 on the network.
Cool. There you go. You can have a little bit of visual. You can see, like, a little bit of Royal Rumble, and then you can listen to the audio wrestling gods in your head. That's right. DJ Curly Bear and One Inch Biceps. We've been doing this shit for 30 years now. We are podcast champions.
I thought we were just all partying in the chat when we all watched the WWE Network together.
Party first time! Yeah!
Party time! Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Jam, have you ever painted yourself black and people didn't get it?
No.
Okay.
I'm gonna go blackface, I think. Or something. Maybe the next fan.
Is that one going to be in Atlanta?
Yes. I'll fit right in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jimmy Jam, what would you think if Hogan came out playing the air guitar on his dong?
be kind of cool.
See? Yeah!
You don't need to see that, Jimmy Jam. Don't amuse him. Tell him that wouldn't be good at all.
It would be cool.
No. I gotta. The heavy verse is full of Pat Patterson's.
Just because you see a penis don't mean you want to, like, play with it.
You're longing to see the cock, Lou.
And you're like, yeah, I appreciate it. Yes. And you, like, give the man a high five.
I don't need to see it. No.
You do. I think you're worried you're going to see it and you're going to turn gay. You're just like, song.
Now, man. Jack, I am the lover of women. I am the true Batty Oil.
Oh, no, you're awful anti-Hogan penis. Stop there.
I just don't need to see my childhood icon strumming his manhood.
I don't know why. Seems a little fruity to me.
I'm the one who's fruity. Come on now.
They've been showing the first year of Monday Night Raw so far in the morning.
Raw in the morning.
Raw in the AM. You gonna see some BN. Raw in the AM. Oh yeah. I can see years from now when Hogan's doing his stand up, he'll just look at the crowd and he'll just go, I came out on Raw playing my cock. They didn't get it. And then that's the end of the story. Yeah, Raw on the AM, so that's on the WWE Network. Is that what you're saying, Jimmy?
Yeah, it's Raw Flashback.
Ah, cool. Well, that'll be something to watch. I watched the show where they talked about going into WrestleMania's main event. The first one. And they had a bunch of interviews and stuff. It was an alright program.
It was WrestleMania Rewind.
Yeah, I watched the Vince McMahon thanking everybody for buying his network. I'm like, hell yeah, that's nice of him. Glad to see Vince on there doing it. I couldn't stand, like, if a Triple H was on there saying thank you. Say, fuck you, Triple H. Get off my TV. My internet stream.
At times with the live stream, it's like someone's like whining in for like 6 seconds back for like some part.
Those other people like are the trying to throw peanuts.
Who's playing the peanuts theme?
I think that's his phone or his alarm or something. It happened last week.
That's right.
Last night? What were you guys doing?
Not last night. I said in last week.
You said last night.
Okay, you caught us.
What were you... Jimmy Jim, what are you and... What were you and Itcher doing last night?
This is his revenge.
That was last week.
His revenge for saying I don't want to see the Hulkster's cock.
Yeah, because he only wants to see Jimmy Jams.
Jack, you take that back.
Alright. DJ Curly Bear's number one fan says this has to be the raunchiest wrestling podcast.
I defy you to find any other.
Is this cleaned up when I'm not around?
We talk dirty every now and then. I don't think we talk about like Hogan's penis for 15 minutes.
Well, thank you, Jimmy Jam. If anyone wants to call in, 508-644-8503. Skype in Jacking Off. And a lot of people are trying to call in. Sorry if we don't get to you tonight. You could talk about wrestling stuff next week. But I do want to play something for you, Inger.
Okay.
In the world out there. Did you hear that?
No.
What?
I barely hear anything. No.
Fucker.
I'm not the reason that the thing's not working, right?
I think you are.
No, I'm not.
Just kidding. Calm down. All right, let me try something else here.
Well, I don't take being called a fucker lightly.
It's so sensitive.
Your ass will be sensitive when I get I'm done
back.
With it. No?
What?
Well, shut up for a minute. I honestly can't hear nothing. I don't hear it.
Screw it. Fuck it.
This show's just going so well. I wonder why the hell we can't take calls properly anymore.
I don't know. It'll be all Brit next time. That's what I'm saying.
Word.
I was trying to play some fat ass for you.
We've heard that. I mean, it's a great tune, but...
Yeah, but you gotta hear it again.
Yeah. Well, that one came in all right. Got another caller on the line.
Yeah, we've got, what's his face? We got Santo!
Yeah, I'll take what's his face. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Bad, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Quick recommendation for your Black History Month, or whatever you call it.
Mm-hmm.
Disco Godfather.
I didn't create it.
You didn't?
No, I know a lot of people consider me, like, you know, like the founding father of racial harmony. And, you know, the guy that's really brought attention to the African-American history. But Black History Month was actually before me, but there is a coincidence. I mean, it's no coincidence that it happens to fall in February, which is also my birth month. I don't want to take total credit for Black History Month, but, you know, there you go.
All right, well, just, Disco Godfather. It's great for their
nice.
Stuff.
Disco Godfather.
Yeah. Inter, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good, my man. Just sitting back, enjoying it, watching the WWE Network every day of my life, for the rest of my life. Until the day I die. Or my PlayStation 3 just blows up.
All right, sounds like a plan.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for DJ Curly Bear.
All right. Let me hear it.
When's your Plantation song coming out?
Very soon, Incher. And Santo, Jackie Jones Plantation. It's going to be the first ever hip-hop track about slavery as told through the eyes of the slave owner. That's on my new CD, Chocolate, along with Give Me That Fat Ass and Straight Outta Cape Cod.
Just give me a heads up before you put that one out. Just so I can run far as possible.
Why? It's gonna be a good tune. It's gonna be about racial harmony.
Oh, okay.
Thomas Jefferson style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I have to agree with you about the whole overdoing it with beards.
Yeah, fuck beards. Beards have jumped the shark. I watched TNA and everyone had a big fucking beard. I was like, oh, God, friggin' everybody's got a beard.
I don't know why Gunner needs a beard.
He's got a beard. Eric Young's got a beard. The redneck guy's got a beard. Everyone's got a beard.
Who's the redneck guy? James Storm?
Yeah, James Storm. At least they have...
He kind of makes sense that he has a beard, I guess. His isn't real long. It's just, it's kind of nicely trimmed. Jackie? Santo? Gosh, this show's killing me tonight. I don't know why we're having so many problems, but we are. It's not me, I don't think. Something's going on here, though. Alrighty. Be right back after the M words.
Yo, what's up? This is Meatball, and you're listening to IYHWrestling.com. Peace out.
All right, we are back here once again. We're having a lot of technical problems, so we're going to wrap this show up. Sorry, everyone who's been trying to call in. You can call back next week.
Yeah, see, this stuff happens sometimes. I don't know. There might be a problem with the program that we're using or what. I don't know.
I'm also having a lot of connection issues with my internet.
So. Yeah, yeah. So, apologize about that.
So I do want to say that Jeff Jarrett apparently has said that he's going to start a Tuesday night wrestling show. So if he does do a wrestling show, I do think that's a good night to do it. You're not up against anything. But.
Yeah, and it's like every night there's wrestling if he gets on television.
There's going to be wrestling on every day anyway now at the network.
I guess so. It's like you're always just going to have wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Wrestling. You'll eat and breathe it. And shit, wrestling. Mm-hmm. It's all about the wrestling.
I love the wrestling. I love the wrestling.
I saw people say that I like the WWE 24/7. It's like, but it's basically the same thing. I mean,
yeah. I put that up there because I really do think the pay-per-view and like the new stuff is what's going to put this over the top. There are going to be people who buy it for the old stuff, but my point was that the WWE 24/7 had the old stuff, and it didn't do well. That didn't mean I didn't like it. I liked it, and I'm not saying that it sucked or anything, but what I was saying was not many people bought it. They just didn't. And so if you have the network was just the old stuff, I don't think it would do that well. So my point was, I think having the new pay-per-views and new stuff on there is what's going to put it over the top. There'll be older fans who like that old stuff, and that's cool. And it's a bonus and an added incentive, but really, to get the big numbers, it's the pay-per-views.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's definitely done it for them. So seems like it's going to be pretty profitable for them once it's free week's up. I mean, can you cancel it like after this week's up and not have to pay?
Yeah, you can cancel before the end of this week and not pay.
Oh, okay.
So if you decide you don't like it, you don't want it, you have to cancel before Monday.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're going to get it. But, what the hell? No. I think it's a deal.
I'm going to try it out. I'm wanting to see WrestleMania, and hopefully it all works out well. But to go back to this Jeff Jarrett thing, though, So, does anybody know the name of this company, or?
No, I don't think it's gotten to that far yet.
There's not that many details out, just him and Toby Keith are going to start a company?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I just wonder if it can actually, like, survive. You know? We got TNA. It was pretty hard to get off the ground. We got WWE, we got ROH.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is there room enough for a Jeff Jarrett company?
Maybe it could take off bigger than TNA, because I don't think TNA is ever, like, really going anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's there, you know, but.
But if it's just, like, another TNA level, I mean,
the hard thing is getting onto, like, a cable station, like Spike TV.
Is there enough people, like, talent out there to, like, have another show?
I guess
they're talking, like, let's have AJ Styles as this guy, which, that's, like, cool and all, but, I mean, is that really a big deal? Like, your top guy's AJ Styles?
I don't think that's going to bring people, to your program.
Yeah, it did make TNA, like, big.
Mm-hmm. They say there's a lot of people who's, like, loyal to Jarrett. And I don't know. I think that's just stupid.
Uh-huh.
At this stage, it's just like, he's not even got anything started. I mean, could just be screwing yourself out of a job.
Mm-hmm.
So, alrighty, Jack. Anything else you want to talk about before we head out here?
I don't think so, but I do. I had fun coming back, and we'll be back here next week. Next week on the show, we're going to actually have
We're going to have a guest here on the show. I tried to have Oscar on tonight, but I'm kind of glad we didn't because we had some technical problems and we're going to talk about the passing of Mabel. Perhaps we'll do that in the near future. So that's very cool. But we will have Tetevic the Gamer on here next week, who people remember the Leilani Kai interview from a few months ago. Leilani Kai is her mentor. And so she wanted her to come on the show and talk all about the world of women's wrestling and what's going on there. So there you go. I'm pumped.
All righty. Well, we'll see you guys next week.
Mm-hmm. Until then, Incha, the balcony is closed.
Oh, yeah. We need to argue more like Siskel and Ebert. Just
Yeah, well, I'm giving that match to... I'm giving it a big Hulk Hogan thermos raging hard cock up. Think about that.
I guess I'll give it a flaccid cock down. Alrighty, see you guys later.
Hey, this is Corey Castagnoli. I am very European, and you're listening to InYourHeadOnline.com.